We're now beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's appropriate because Rosh Hashanah is in just 1 month from now to learn a little bit about the halachos pertaining to the upcoming holidays, and more specifically the month that we're in currently, Chodesh Elul. It says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that v'af ki b'chol hashana HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel tshuva min hashavim alav b'lev av shalem. Even though it's true that a person who wishes to repent, to change, that's something which a person can do any time during the year. You don't have to wait until Yom HaNerayim to do that. Mikol makom, nonetheless, yomim el mivcharim yoser. These days are considered to be more appropriate, it's more auspicious for tshuva. Why? Ki b'rosh chodesh Elul, because today, anniversary of the first day of Elul, Olam Moshe Har Sinai v'kabel luchos shnios. The second set of luchos Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get on the first day of Elul. Nishtah shamar boim yom. And he remained there for the entire month of Elul, which was approximately for 30 days, and then 10 days later, he came down. So those 40 days would reach the 10th day of Tishrei. At that moment, as the Mishnah Berurah says, we were completely forgiven for the Avera, for the sin of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, which is the reason why he smashed the first set of Luchos on Shiv Asar B'Talmuz, which was one of our fast days. So therefore, it's appropriate that Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, because the ultimate avera which Klal Yisrael did of worshiping the Avodah Zarah of the Egel HaZahav, we were forgiven specifically on the 10th day of Tishrei, and therefore for all future years, that's why on Yom Kippur we ask for tshuva, this very important time where Hashem is willing to forgive even the biggest of averus. He then brings down the words of the Arizal. He says that based on the pasuk mentioned in Sefer Shemos, it says v'asher lo tzada v'alkim ino yado v'samto lecha, which is talking about a situation where a person kills b'shogeg, manslaughter. And such a person is instructed to run to the cities of refuge, which are also mentioned in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim. So if we look at, the Arizal says, the first words in this pasuk, the first letter of the word Ana is an Aleph, first letter in the word Liado is a Lamed, Vis Samti, we have a Vav, and then the last letter, Lecha, spells out Rashi Tebos Elul, it's an acronym for this month. Lomar, to teach us, says the Arizal, ki chonesh zeh hu eis ratzon lekabel tshuva al chatoyim shasa b'chol hashana. This is the time, Elul is the time, to really focus in on everything we've been doing up until this point, all 11 months before, exactly what we were doing, that we should, at this time, ask for tshuva, that we should repent for our mistakes. It says, v'gam remez, why is it in this particular verse that we have this element of tshuva? He says, it's a hint, shegam al shkagot tzarech lasot tshuva b'chodesh hazeh. Not only for the big averes, things which we know we did, b'mezid, on purpose, but even things which we were not completely, premeditated, things which we were just a little bit negligent upon, we didn't really have the greatest of terrible intentions, nonetheless, we still have to ask to repent for those things as well, which is much more difficult, because when it comes to something which we know we made a mistake on, it's easy to admit to those mistakes. However, something which is very minor, small, that's something which we can easily just forget about. Says the Rizal, we have to not forget about those things. In addition, there are other people that learn out some famous psukim to teach us exactly what our focus should be in this month. For example, in the pasuk which says "Umol Hashem es levavcha v'es levav zarecha," we also find in the words "es levavcha v'es levav," we also see the Rashi Tevos acronym of the word Elul. Now, this pasuk literally means that one is supposed to circumcise or change their heart, and you should try your best to change, which is a hint on the month of Elul to focus on tshuva, repentance. The other pasuk, which is brought down in by Shir HaShirim, it says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. The famous pasuk, which I am for my beloved is to me, also is an acronym. The first letters of that sentence also spells out the word El, which corresponds to tefillah, that a person should try to increase their kavana, their intensity of their davening. That's also one of the reasons why we start adding tefillos, starting by Mariv. We'll be adding a paragraph at the end of davening tonight. V'chein ish li'ri'ehu matanos avyonim. In Megillas Esther, when it comes to the mitzvah of matanos avyonim, of giving charity, we also find another time the word El was spelled out by the letters found in the first four words of ish li'ri'ehu u matanos li'avyonim, which is a remez, is a hint to the importance of giving charity during this time. The Mishnah Berurah tells us another interesting fact when it comes to this famous pasuk of Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. He says the same thing as we just mentioned, that of course it corresponds to the acronym for Elul, but he says, forget about the first letters of Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, look at the last letters of each of these words. What's so special about the last letters of those words? It says, Sofi Tevot, if you would add up the letters from each of these four words, Ola Arboim, equals 40. Because if you hear the word Ani, with Dodi, with Dodi Li, they all end with the letter Yud. Yud is the numerical value, 10. So therefore, Ani, with Dodi, with Dodi Li is 40. So what's significant about 40? We just mentioned. That's Keneged Arboim Yom Mirosh Chodesh El Ad Yom HaKippurim. Corresponds to starting from today until the 10th day of Tishrei, which will be the 40th day, which is also Yom Kippur. He says, Kib Elo Arboim Yom. Because during these 40 days, what do we learn out from this pasuk, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li? These 40 days is designated for Teshuvah, and it's Mekubeles Lios libo karav el dodo b'tshuva, lios dodo karav lo l'kal b'tshuva so mi'ava. If a person looks at this pasuk and says that this dual relationship, just as a man comes to a woman, and in turn his spouse will come close to him, it's the same thing when it comes to our teshuva and our davening. That if we're able to bring ourselves a little bit closer to Hashem during this month, and also the last days, which are the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that we bring ourselves closer to our beloved, to Hashem, then our beloved will also come close to us, and in Mirtz Hashem, God willing, b'makabel tshuvaso mi'ava, will also accept all of our repentance, all of our tshuva.